So we're going to be learning together Sharei Oraz, Women's Tshuva of the Week. And this week I want to talk about an interesting question that I received from one of our members who was traveling in Europe. Just said he was coming back from Israel. He had to stop over in a European country. And he wanted to know about the kashrut of some of the food there. So some of the typical items that we are familiar with in the United States with the hechsher, you have the Hershey's, you have Pringles, and they were in the airport. They were selling in the airport. The question is, but didn't have a hashgacha. Can you assume that it is that they are kasher just like they're kasher in the United States, they're kasher in Europe as well? I don't think you can make that assumption. You have made it different factories. Who knows what's going on in those factories? So they take it from an unsupervised factory. I think that would be a problem. But with this and all other kashrut issues, you need good information from kashrut professionals. The websites from the major kashrut organizations do have a lot of information, so a Google search. And if you get information from good websites, there are some websites about kashrut that are less than excellent and are not recommended. But I'll give you the ones that are recommended, and you can see to the exclusion of what's not recommended. JSOR.com for .org. That is the best for Sfaradim, Jersey Shore Orthodox Rabbinate. General Kashrut, the OU website. The CRC is excellent. Chicago Rabbinical Council. Star K, okay. Those are good. They tend to be the latter two tend to be a little bit strict, but more than I feel is necessary, but that's fine. There's still reliable information, that's there. If they say something's permissible, then you are good to go. So I would do some searches to see if you can find internet information, in such a situation like that from the kashrut organizations to tell you how to handle a situation like that. Now, specifically, what this member also asked was about beer. He was in Germany, and he wanted to know, can he rely on the beers being kasher? So that really depends. Does beer need a hashgacha? So there was a very good article in the Kosher Spirit from the OK. That was the issue this past Pesach. You can read it online. And basically it said like this, the basic ingredients of beer, basic beer, you're from a large company. That's your typical conventional beer is from four basic, ingredients and they're all kasher. You don't have a specific kashrut concerns regarding your general typical beer. However, when you're going to get a beer from microbreweries where they are made with special flavorings, once you have special flavorings in there, all bets are off and you would need a hechsher, special kashrut certification in such a situation. I recommend reading that article. It's very, very interesting. It'll show you how beer actually, especially in Germany, is regulated by laws what the ingredients are supposed to be, and where beer is not a hashgacha concern. However, there are cases, especially more specialized beers. A specialty product, not your conventional beer from a large company, that is something that you that kashrut concerns are there, and you wouldn't be able to use the product without a hechsher, without kosher certification. Wishing everybody a great week, full of bracha and briyut.